What's up? So I'm going to say hi to everybody solo today because Dave decided that he was thirsty as we're going to start recording this. And I wanted to introduce our guest for today, a buddy of mine, Wade. Say hi, Wade.
How are you doing, guys?
Oh, we're doing good. Well, Dave can't say anything back because, you know, he's a loser.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot. He had to go get a beverage. Hopefully he doesn't drop on his way in here, you know.
I don't think he's going to get a Diet Coke. They'd only have the Diet Coke.
Well, what kind of beverage is he going to have?
He got a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Well, hey, hopefully he really doesn't drop that on the way in.
No, it would be sad. Everywhere. Because it has alcohol in it.
That'd be a hell of a story, though, right?
Sorry, I couldn't let you go solo. I had to get a hand in on this.
Yeah. I think there's too many good stories involving alcohol.
Yep.
Particularly with you, Wade.
Oh, no, there's not too many of them. Hey, you know what? You want to go there? Do you want to go there?
We can totally go there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is like a stalemate that you and I should not go down this road.
This is opening a can of worms.
Mm-hmm. So we want to hear all about it.
This is such a giant can of worms that, like, they're shit that, like, that, yeah, that could be said here that could just blow people's minds.
Well, I talked about
the riot.
I talked about one of them on one of our first episodes and totally butchered it because we were talking about how we've actually got a lot of downloads from Wichita, a lot of visits and downloads, and I forgot that we were in El Dorado, not Wichita, and it was...
Oh, fuck you.
We were going to Wichita.
We're taking to Wichita.
Yeah.
And we that's fucking awesome.
To Club Rodeo on a Thursday night, and Club Rodeo happened to be hip-hop night Thursday nights. Yeah, a bunch of white guys in Samoan... Ugly white guy.
I don't know
too.
What the hell Spoken Joe is. He's a little short Mexican Samoan guy that talks like he's black.
Yeah.
It's incredible. He's from Compton and he thinks he's cool. Like, yeah.
He is a badass.
He has two switches in life. He pulls that train forward and it's work, and he pulls the train the other way and it's pussy. That's it. That's all he thinks about. Work and pussy. Work and pussy. That's what it goes down.
Kind of string here for a second. It reminds me. This guy that I'd once worked with, he was, he's a black guy, his wife is white, but he is the whitest black guy you will ever meet. His wife is the blackest white woman you'll ever meet. It is so just polar opposite.
Do you think they consciously had that conversation like, okay, I'm black, but I'm going to act white. You're white, I want you to act black, just to fuck with everybody.
Possibly.
No, you know what it is? What it is she subconsciously really wanted to marry a white guy, but she didn't want a small dick. That's exactly what happened.
There is some truth to that.
Yeah. She probably was just like, okay, you know what? I'll take the bad credit, but I want a big dick.
I'll take the bad credit. I'll take the lifetime of eating chicken and waffles and drinking grape juice just for the dick.
He's a white guy. He sounds white, so he must be good with money.
Oh, he is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
He's got some good
money. That's what it is. So he must have a small dick.
I'm thinking
he's got good credit, but a small dick.
He wears a lot of sweaters with that little alligator on them?
No, but he wears the... I don't even know how to describe it.
The
he
kerchief?
Wears the upper middle class fancy white guy hat, so it's not like a ball cap, it's the almost like a golfer's hat.
Oh, it's like
hat.
That golf hat.
Right. Yeah. It's kinda like a golf hat.
Like Nate wears,
yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like any
rope sucker hats. Hey, speaking of the rope sucker hat, we got a great story about the rope sucker hat. So we're sitting in Iowa. Now our buddy
Iowa.
Nate, I'll set this up, like our buddy Nate, he is one of those guys that well, I want to nickname him Columbine, but nobody else does. Because I think one of these days he like holds his anger inside. Like he really holds it inside. And one of these days he's going to come to work with a machete. Like,
I think Bottle really Rocket would be a more apt name.
Machete?
Bottle Rocket?
What's the name?
Bottle Rocket.
No, Bottle Rocket's great. We can call him Sandy Hook as well.
Oh, Jesus.
Sandy Hook would be a good one.
That one's fun.
But Anyways, so, like, he just holds all that anger inside of it, and one day he's just going to explode, I promise you. Like, this guy's going to go out of his mind.
He will. Like, I'm glad we hung out on Saturday, and I'm glad that I only beat him twice to him beating me six times in Magic, because I'm sure if I had beat him more, he would have been very, very upset.
Beat him in what way?
So.
Well, we're
sitting in this bar in Iowa, and he has one of those hats on.
Yes.
And Nate is from, he's from Wyoming. And this old man's like, "Where are you guys from? You don't sound like you're around from around here." And Nate pipes up with, "Well, I'm from Wyoming." And he talks real slow. He's like, "I'm from Wyoming." "You're not from Wyoming," the old man says, and his daughter sitting next to him. He says, "You're wearing the wrong goddamn hat to be from Wyoming. You must be one of them rope suckers." Fucking Nate got pissed. Oh, man, he wanted to fight this old guy that's like 65 years old. The daughter had to calm the dude down. We had to take Nate out for a smoke and calm him down. But he was gonna fight this old man.
Yeah, she was stopping him, trying to pull him out of the bar as quick as she could and apologizing for him. "I'm sorry, he's just drunk. He doesn't mean it. When he's drunk, he doesn't know what he's saying."
And we're like, "Well, yeah, but you don't understand. Nate's like a beast. Like, he's going to go beast mode and start attacking people." It was pretty good.
That's awesome.
I really didn't think he was that pissed until we stepped outside to have a cigarette. And I could see it in his face then. He was just fucking raging. But when we were in,
he
couldn't tell.
I thought, underneath.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed.
You can't let yourself get that worked up over something an old person says.
No. Well, no. But especially to us, because it was funny as hell. But it's just Nate hates where he comes from, but then he also loves where he comes from. So he's got a duality with it. Don't make fun of it, but he hates it. He says it
like Wyoming's like his mother. Yeah. Wyoming's like his mother. Everybody hates their fucking mom, and you can call him a bitch and fat all day long, but somebody else better not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's kind of what it is. It's kind of the relationship that he has with Wyoming. It's like the ring of power from Lord of the Rings, you know? He loves it and hates it at the same fucking time.
It's his precious. So.
It's my precious. Oh. Yeah. The fat one, he wants it. He's called me a rope sucker from Wyoming. Fuck! You know? Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like your wife. She, you know, you can let her wear the strap on and smack you around, but nobody else can.
No. No.
Absolutely. There's a question for you. Is it gay? All right. If you allow your wife to fuck you with a dildo.
There is insertion. But it is an inanimate object.
Yeah, but we've had this, I can't speak, this discussion before.
It's on the same vein.
I think the jury's still out on this one.
I'm going to have to go gay, because gay men still insert things into each other's asses.
You have to go gay?
That's what I heard.
Do what?
I heard exactly what he just said.
Exactly.
You've got to be literal when you speak, Cody. I mean, you got to think of what everybody's thinking around you. And you said, "I'm going to have to go gay." I mean, if you want to,
yeah,
we can play that back for you, and you can say, "Hey."
No, I don't need a playback on that. Yes, I did say that, but not in that context.
So going back to
context,
I'm going to have to say it is gay. Because
it is not gay.
Yes,
my wife and I, we have done kinky ass shit.
Okay.
She should have bottled my ass once.
here's why it is gay. Because gay men do it to each other. So if gay men are shoving dildos, black knobby, huge dildos up their asses, bottles, gerbils, carrots, zucchini, light bulbs, action figures,
glass jars.
Oh God, up their tukai, then it's gay.
Not necessarily. Here, let me point out your gayness. Basically, everything you just said. So, here's the deal, and I think
you know
he understands
you're gay?
What I'm saying. See, all it is insertion, though. If there's still no desire to suck a guy off, to make out with a dude, and all that, I don't know if it can be gay.
But
all
the
it
act,
is
the act is the same, though.
Well, just that
for,
one part.
For,
there's more to being gay than just that.
Okay, but leave the emotional side out of it. Is it a gay act?
Well, the act, but that's completely different.
Well, no, it's not a gay act.
Gay.
If a woman... Look, have you ever had a blowjob where a woman stuck her finger up your ass?
No.
No.
Well, then you're a fucking gay.
I mean, that's not how that works.
Because that is an incredible blowjob. Like, that's amazing.
You have a woman on your... woman's mouth on your cock, no matter what she looks like. You're still straight because a woman's mouth is on your cock.
Well, and was no homo called?
It's true. We got to remember the rules.
Right.
Right. As long as you call no homo, nothing's gay.
Yes. And you have to high five before as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yes. Now we're getting into like the Walking Dead thing. Well, if I claim it, it's mine.
Okay, let's not get too much into Walking Dead. I'm kind of behind.
See, yes. Now you're talking about behinds. You're just
I'm kind of behind.
You're behind. Just furthering. Just keep digging that hole.
I have a behind.
I'm not interested.
That's not what you said earlier.
Well, yeah, but now we're on the air. Oh, I can't confess things I said earlier.
Fine.
Well, you know, Cody, it's okay, man. It's all right.
We're still here.
We all know that you're running from the true you. We all know that, like, deep down inside, you're just scared of this because you've had these wants and desires. That's all there is to it.
We need to find a gay person and ask them.
Yeah. I think we do.
We do.
Yeah.
We do need to find a gay person to ask them. That would be a phenomenal thing. Put that on the checklist, man.
It's been on the checklist.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
I got a friend. I'll have to see if he can come on. Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah, that's right. Or at least phone in.
So I'll let him sit next to you.
Okay.
Well, actually, he's just right down the road.
Oh.
And then Cody can say, well, it's all about this insertion. And then when Cody says,
No. I am narrowing it down.
Durables, it action figures up their asses. This guy is like giving this weird look. And Cody would be like, never mind. I didn't say what I just said.
You know,
no, I am narrowing it down to just the act itself. I no emotions into it whatsoever.
Well, you can say it's a gay-like act, but before you were trying to make it the whole experience gay, and the whole experience is not gay.
But I'm not saying that.
But that's what you were kind of saying. That's what we took it as.
Well, that's not what I meant. Because I'm narrowing it down to the act itself. Because what Wade asked was, is it gay to have a woman with a strap on fuck you in the butt?
Right, but that's more than just the act.
No, that is the act. That's the act. Is a woman with a strap on fucking a dude in the butt?
Hmm.
Right?
Mm.
I mean, am I too focused on this? Or
we'll never know. I think you're getting too focused on it because I think we'll never know until we ask like a gay man and a woman. You actually have to ask. So the next time you have like a woman on your show, you got to ask a woman that, and you've got to ask a gay man that, and you kind of got to ponder between the two and say, okay, well, you know. Which one's correct? And I think both of them will tell you if the desire is not there to suck a dick, then you're probably not gay.
That's kind of where I'm going. But didn't we had a girl on here? What do you remember? What her take on that was, or did she even comment on that part of it?
Jenny said that she had put a strap on and fucked a dude in the butt.
I really hope she didn't say that off air.
No, it was on air.
Okay.
That's the only way I remember it. But we never got deeper than that.
Really?
Well, next time, ask that question. Like, have her on the air again. Ask that question.
Oh, yeah, we will. She was a great guest.
Did you think this guy was gay while you were fucking him in the ass?
We commented on how weird it was.
Yeah.
Because that's just weird.
But, see, you haven't done it, though. It may be weird, but... Maybe if you try it, you might like it.
I've taken pretty big shits. I think I know how it feels.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Have you ever masturbated and shit at the same time?
All the time.
Yeah, everybody has.
That is mind-blowing experience. Like, I'm telling you, there was this one time I'm sitting there jerking off. Like, I'm just fucking pounding at that motherfucker, just beating the shit out of it. And I'm taking a shit on the shitter because I wanted to kill two birds with one stone.
I'm rolling
with it, boom, 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 and then I felt a big shit come on. So I pushed at the same time I came, and it was fucking mind-blowing, dude.
I was just about to ask.
It was amazing.
What was your distance? I would imagine at that same time you could probably shoot a pretty good rope.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember my distance because my eyes were rolled back up in my fucking head. It was so awesome.
Right, that is true. That is kind of funny. That happens a lot. I've never really stopped to think about that, but... Right, do this.
Yeah. Like, sit on the shitter and just decide, I'm going to rub one out today. Wait, you know, Wade gave it to me. And then you wait till you have to really
Wade
shit.
Gave it to me?
Well, okay, we're not going to do you try to spin me into this corner, buddy.
I just did. along the same line,
yeah.
My wife is very gullible, and I tricked her one time. I told her, hey, I'm going to go take a shit, and I'm going to jerk one off at the same time. Because when you poop and cum at the same time, it feels oh so fucking great.
Oh yeah, two releases.
Yeah. And she's just looking at me like, oh my God, what the fuck? And I was like, okay, fucking got her. Now I'm going to add an extra layer to it. Yeah, you've never noticed that whenever we have sex and I come, I fart a little bit? And that's when her eyes just got fucking huge. Like, oh my God. I married you?
I was just about to say, she's thinking to herself, I said yes?
Yeah.
How drunk was she?
Well, that is awesome, Cody.
And so at that point, I couldn't hold a straight face anymore, and I had to just start laughing at her and tell her the truth. Because it just got her so fucking good.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Oh, women.
Well, speaking of masturbation, like, what was the weirdest thing you ever did masturbating, Cody? Like, what was that one thing? Because, you know, I've tried to ask you these questions before, but when he's off air, Cody's a really shy guy in a lot of ways. He doesn't like to voice these type of things. So I really want to know. Like, I want to know what's that weird
in the last
thing
2.5 years that we've known each other. This is the one question that's bugged you that I haven't answered.
There's a dream we can get into, but that one will never go on air.
No, that'll never go on air, and I'll kill you.
but it's weird. But I really want to know, like, what is that one thing that, like, you're like, I was jerking off to, like, a plum or something. Like, I'd like into a
okay,
fucking glass
so
of water. I don't know. Like,
it's not what I've jerked off with, or it's to. What have I jerked off to?
Right.
I'm going to disappoint you. Yeah, and if I had to jerk off right now, I'd pull up YouPorn and probably find some threesome. You know, two chicks and a dude. Like,
a pyramid.
Yes, the Great Pyramid.
That's really the only way you can get stuff done. Only once did I have a threesome that involved another guy. But it was weird because you're always at opposite ends. So you want it kind of dark so you're not looking into a dude's eye. Because it just kind of ruins it. It's like a chub. I don't care. There's another naked dude there. You know, we were friends. It didn't matter.
No.
But you just don't want to look into their eyes while you're in mid-thrust or mid-suck.
Yeah, because then it's like, am I fucking you or this chick?
Yeah, she kind of wanted to do the play, suck on the two dicks at once, and we weren't quite into that. We weren't that good of friends.
You didn't want to cross those.
You weren't down for having them that close and, like, kissing the tips?
Well,
that's a little weird.
I mean, we became good friends kind of quick, but we were still only, like, a month in. So it was like, well, we're good friends. I don't give a shit seeing you naked, but I don't know if I want her cocks rubbing together while she's licking them.
Right. You didn't want a space dock. You know what a space dock is,
no
right?
Space dock.
I think you might need to explain that one.
Oh, God.
Okay, a space dock is where you have one guy that's not circumcised and one guy that is circumcised, and you put the tips of their dicks together, and you put the uncircumcised foreskin over the top of the other dude's head of his penis, so it looks like a space donkey.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm going to use
that. That's fucking great, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Show
what
about you?
Like,
Enterprise,
what have you done?
Requesting space dock.
What?
And shuttle 2 to the Enterprise, requesting space dock.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that instance, the uncircumcised would be the shuttle, and then the circumcised would be the Enterprise?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, right? Yeah. Because the Enterprise...
Uncircumcised would be the...
Would it be Enterprise?
The shuttle.
No. Yeah. Uncircumcised would be the shuttle. Circumcised would be the Enterprise, because the Enterprise kind of reaches out and grabs the shuttle, so it hangs on to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then the
Enterprise
is the
And then it has the flap that goes over and holds it, too, so they can fuel. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went from fucking masturbation to fucking Enterprise. Did you jerk off thinking of the Enterprise?
No.
You know he jerked off. Then
what was that weird thing
like
you jerked off to? I've got
to
know. Like, you guys won't let Cody answer the fucking question.
No, I answered the question for you. Like,
what?
I did. I answered the question.
Is you porn?
Oh. No. I don't buy it for a second.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
There is nothing popping in my head.
Internet first came out. Okay, here's a good one. Internet first came out.
Yeah.
And we had like a Packard Bell fucking 2 gigabyte hard drive fucking computer, man. This is aging me.
Oh, fucking 56K dial up.
Nice.
Yeah, we had dial up. You know, that shit. You know, you're sitting there for like 5 minutes waiting for your home screen to come up, you know.
Yep.
Well, but the internet was down, like it always was. And I was in Joseph fucking Utah, which Joseph fucking Utah is like fucking dog patch. We had to like fucking climb up a telephone pole and plug the fucking internet in. But,
nice.
So I'm sitting there and I'm jerking off to this porn picture, which was like 8 megapixels, I promise you. Like, you barely could see what was going on.
Oh.
And, finally, like, it went out. The internet went down, and the screen went black. I'm like, oh, I got something to jab off to. Holy shit, what do I got on this computer? I'm thumbing through it. I got a dick in one hand, mouse in the other one. So I'm staring at the screen, like, what the fuck do I do? So I'm rolling the mouse around, blah, blah, blah. I kick in, and they have this female, like a doctor's manual or something. Like, you type in, like, what you have as symptoms or something, and it tells you something. My mom bought it, this program or something. So now here I'm like, fuck it, okay, cool, I'll click into this. It's gotta have female parts in it. So I click in. They didn't have any female naked women parts. All they had was like a cartoon of it that was like, you know, if you're having vaginal secretions from here and they're this color, then this is probably what it means. So here I am looking at this cartoon penis, I mean, not cartoon penis, cartoon vagina. And it's got these like little blurbs above it saying, you know, if your blood comes out brown during your monthly, or you're like trying to ignore that at the same time as you're trying to stare at this penis. I can't read, you know, it's off.
Okay. I thought of it. I have an answer to your question. Okay.
Bring it.
And I didn't remember it because of, again, a horrible memory. I need little triggers like Wade's story there. In desperation, not having anything, because the porn collection I used to keep in the bathroom was stolen.
Oh, bummer.
I know. Mm-hmm. Fucking sisters.
Don't tell me you were fucking sisters.
No.
All right.
Dude.
Just had to double check.
You've seen my sisters.
Mr. I have to go gay.
He was having a fantasy where he's standing above the toilet. He's sitting there. He's like, oh, my sister stole the porn.
Dude,
and
no,
like,
no, fuck. No, I'm going to. No. Gross. Gross.
Sneaking in, reading the porn.
Yeah.
Oh, sister. Ugh. Oh, God, that's
all
awesome.
Right, okay, all right, that's enough of you. Do you want my answer?
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured it out.
Yes.
In desperation.
Okay.
The instructions to tampons.
What the fuck is wrong? That's awesome. That's fucking
cool.
Awesome.
Because you got the side view.
That is true.
And it's like, that's a vagina. It's crudely drawn, and she's sticking in something in there. Yes, that's
nice.
A vagina.
Yeah, but it's like the side picture. It's like the side picture, but like her leg's cut off. Like, are you like some sort of weird serial killer fetish now? You cut off her leg and half of her vagina. So
no, I didn't think about it that much.
That's
I was just focused on there's a vagina.
True.
You know?
Done. And there's something going in that vagina, and I wish it was me.
Exactly. So, there you go. That's probably the weirdest thing I've ever jerked off to.
Huh.
Terrible. Okay, what about you? What was that? What was that weird thing you ever jerked off to?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
I remember a weird situation where I did have to jerk it, but I'm trying to think. Actually, no, I got lucky. I remember before... Oh, man. What? I'm trying to think of what it was. Anyway, went into my parents' bathroom because... whatever reason mine wasn't working, and I looked into a drawer to get some TP, and I saw this little tiny pamphlet,
mm-hmm.
and it was a pamphlet on like something to do with sex positions, but it was very like PC kind of thing.
Yeah, it didn't really show anything.
But you know, they had like underwear, and you could kind of see the nipple coming through. Oh man, I remember I had to just lose it to that one. That was about the first time that I started You know, like when you're starting to get like hard-ons.
Oh yeah.
And you're starting to realize that kind of rubbing it kind of feels good.
Yeah.
And then you get to that point where like, I don't know what's going to happen. So you just kind of stop because you're almost freaked out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple days later, you're just like, fuck it. I'm going to go all the way here. And the stuff shoots out. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
After you wake up from passing out from pleasure.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't remember passing
that
out.
That first one.
So I had a weird one. I was watching, this is with my step family at the time, which there were quite a bit of kids there, and we were watching something, and just the way that this shirt was on this chick, you could see that she just had great tits.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with the fucking hard on, and because it was kind of dark, you know, so no one really noticed, and I had to kind of curl up to hide it.
Yeah.
And it hit me, man. I could not fucking stop it, so I had to get up. And the crappy part was the bathroom was like kind of right off the living room, so I had to go in there and just make it seem like I was taking a shit, fan on, and just, as quick as I could. So basically, the family's right outside.
Yeah.
But luckily, that image was so ingrained that I pretty much forgot family was there.
So, to add on to my answer.
Okay.
Because this is desperation whacking we're talking about now, okay? Fredericks of Hollywood.
Ooh, I remember Fredericks, yes.
Yes. Those magazines?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to be a ninja baiter?
Oh, yeah.
Grab one of those? I don't know why we had one, but had one.
Doesn't really matter. It was there.
Exactly. Just sneak into that bathroom, turn the fan on like you were doing. Yeah. Did you get Fredericks of Hollywood out there in Utah?
You what?
Did you get Fredericks of Hollywood out there in Utah?
But you got to understand, like, I was like, my family is a bunch of rednecks, man. Like, and so it's, you know, we didn't have the magazines and different things. Everything was based on imagination, you know. Like I was going to tell you, like, you know, I just tried different positions. Like, I know that sounds weird, but I tried different positions masturbating. God. Like, there was this one.
I just remembered another one.
There's this one time I wanted to see what my balls look like when they bounced in the mirror. But we had, like, one of the mirrors above the vanities on the counter, so, like, I put my legs up on the counter, and then I grabbed the shower rack with my one arm. So, like, now I'm doing, like, this bridge thing from the shower rack, towel rack.
Yeah.
Doing a bridge from, like, the towel rack. I got my back against the wall. My arm is holding me up on the one deal. I got my legs up on the counter. And I got my dick in my hand. I'm just fucking railing at it. And I'm just looking at my balls bounce in the mirror because I thought it looked cool. Wait. Like, I'm like, this is awesome.
Both feet on the counter?
Both feet on the counter, dude. Like, I am like ninja. Like I got my back against the wall. Yeah, it was awesome. Like, it was a ninja. It was a ninja jerking. So now I'm just pounding away at my cock, right? And
did you shit at the same time? Did you shit on the floor?
I hope not.
No. But this is cool. Because the shower rack broke. The towel rack. And my dad was, like, in the other room, so he heard this big bang and thud, and me hit the floor. And then, like, now I'm in a panic mode, right? You know, you want to check the door and make sure it's locked. But then it's like, no, I ain't got time. So the first thing you do is I go running into the shower. I jump in and I dive into the shower. So now there's two falls. My dad's like, what the fuck is going on in there? And, like, I grab the shampoo bottle and I rub shampoo in my eyes. Like, that was the first thing I could think of. Like, why am I running shampoo in my eyes? But I rub shampoo in my eyes and I look out the shower. I'm like, I went out to reach for a towel because I got shampoo in my eyes. And I grabbed the towel and the towel rack broke, Dad. And he gave me this look like, you know, right.
While you have a raging heart on.
No, that instantaneously, you break a towel rack and you fall to the floor, you're instantly getting limp, I promise you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll have to try it.
So, if we're just going to start throwing stories out, I remember one time I was, there was a glass, like in the kitchen, there was a glass that had this chick on it that my dad had, and I was all alone, you know, so I'm like, what the hell. I was in the kitchen for something and I saw this glass. I'm like, hey, when's a better time, right?
You're gonna fill up the glass, aren't you?
Well, I probably then Whoops, I switched myself off for a second. So anyway, I'm just like, oh, what the hell? So unzip and just start beating it. Just I'm like, all right. And I'm like, we're gonna get there soon. And then I hear this thump thump from the steps.
Oh shit!
Right, and we had a small deck. we had a small deck. Would you flip the thing?
Flip what thing? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Jeez, there we go. No, so we had kind of a small deck, so I had a second or two, and I'm like, what the fuck? My dad's supposed to be at work. So I start kind of running away, you know, cock in hand, trying to keep my pants up. It was my buddy's dad.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like trying to run, and you have from the kitchen, you had to run a little ways to get into the living room. Then I could make a left and run down the hallway.
Yeah.
He had to see me running, like at least around the corner.
Bare ass.
But no, I had my pants on. I just had everything unzipped to have my man out. But I've got a hold, you know, I'm thinking about trying to hide the hard on, but also keep my pants up. I'm running away. But apparently he had his van was overheating and, you know, they were like good friends. So he had a key or knew where the hide a key was. So he's coming in to get water.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. If he knew what was going on, he was cool enough not to say anything, but son of a bitch, man.
You know, yeah. He's probably like, that little fucker was jerking off in the kitchen. Oh, yeah. I just wanted what fucking water.
Fuck? But yeah, see, something like that, instantly, I was around the corner, hard on was
those
gone.
Fluids.
Yeah, no shit. Oh,
so that's fucking awesome. That is a great one. That is a great one, man. That's up there.
I keep thinking of ones now.
Everybody wants to hear stories.
The floodgate. Here, Wade. There was a... Sorry. There was a promotional, like, deal, like a poster or something for Star Wars Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nerd.
And, yeah, it had Queen Amidala on it.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another. Imagination ensued, and
nice
things happened.
It's always mm-hmm. amazing to, what your mind to comes up with.
Queen Amidala, yeah. Hmm. Which I still hold to this day would fuck the shit out of that bitch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you?
Would that's you smack awesome. Her and call make her up a bitch all? While you're doing it?
No, because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, I wish I was Anakin. Oh, God, yeah. I'll put the Force strong in you. Oh.
No, I'd probably be screaming, I am Anakin. Oh.
Oh, my God. I would never leave this shit to go to the dark side. What are you talking about?
And
this
then,
is fucking awesome.
Yell.
Oh.
When I came, yell like he did at the end of episode 3. No!
Yeah, I was like, oh! You little fuckers. Jesus Christ. Little did you know that your semen would turn into the greatest Jedi who ever lived? That's great. That is so fucking awesome, Cody.
Does that satisfy you? I'll give you three things now. Sorry, what'd you say?
So it gets better than fucking a stuffed animal, right?
I would say
yeah.
So.
You're fishing for this one, aren't you?
You need to tell that story now.
Cat.
It's all on you, Wade.
Okay.
Share.
Okay, I'll tell this story. All right, so I had this Wile E. Coyote doll. It was a stuffed animal that was about 3 feet tall. Okay, I got it when I was like 8 years old. And over the years, I play with it a lot, you know. So over the years, stuffed animals get tears in them. And especially when they have, like, the thin legs like this had, you know. And I was, like, 15. And I'd moved from Grand Junction, Colorado to Joseph, Utah. So, like, I was... In Grand Junction, I was finger-banging chicks. I was, you know, then I moved to Joseph, Utah, and nothing. It all dried up for me. So I was just wanting to stick my dick in something, you know. I'd gotten to that point. You know,
it was taken away.
And so, what?
The pussy. You had the pussy and it got taken away.
Yeah.
You were in a drought.
I was in a drought. It was a dry spell, and you'll do anything in a dry spell. A desperate man, you know, bad things happen in a dry spell. So anyways, I'm digging through my closet because I cleaned it out and stuff, and I saw this Wile E. Coyote stuffed animal, so I'm like 15 years old. I got to give you my age because it makes it even better. And then fucking Wile E. Coyote's there, and it's got a fucking hole in his stuffed crotch. I'm like thinking to myself, you know, should I fuck it? You know, and if you're not in a dry spell, you're not going to fuck Wile E. Coyote. But, you know, if you're in a dry spell like I was, you're going to fuck Wile E. Coyote. So I grabbed Wile E. and I threw Wile E. on the bed, and I let him have it.
I was fucking
the shit out of this thing. And I didn't feel anything, but I just wanted to, put my dick in something. And my brother comes in the room, and I didn't realize he was there. But here's my brother. He's seen me fuck this shit. I got Wile E. Coyote's legs up in the air and shit.
At least you didn't put Wile E. Coyote in a different position. That would have made it more weird.
I tried doggy style. It just wouldn't work. Like, so I had to flip it over and go Cadillac style with like the legs over the top of it. Anyway, so, you know, to break the silence, my brother's a ball buster like me. So my brother's like, "Mimi." I fucking turn around. Oh, I'm like, "Oh shit, god damn it," you know. Well, my dad showed up like shortly after this happened. And I'm staying in my room. Now I'm full of shame. I'm sitting there on the edge of bed. I just like fucking stuffed animal. Oh god, this is bullshit. I'll never hear the end of this. And fucking dad, he's in the room, and I didn't hear him talking about it. So I'm like, okay, maybe Bill's like, you know, trying to be cool and not fuck me on this. So I hear my brother's car leave, and I walk out into the kitchen thinking, okay, maybe I got a shot here. And my dad's sitting at the kitchen table, and he stares me down, and I know that he knows at this point. He's giving me that electric stare, and I feel my balls just fucking shrink, like, oh, fuck. And he's trying to hold back a smile is what's going on, and he looks me in the face and is like, there's something fucking wrong with you. Like, do we need to, like, I mean, Wade, I've never fucked a stuffed animal, and that's fucked up, you know? And the whole time he's trying to fight back his smile. He's like, where is that motherfucker? He goes in my room, he grabs that son of a bitch. And what's funny is he goes and grabs the, you know, the gloves you do dishes with, like the big orange yellow thing?
Yeah, the big thick latex.
He grabs the stuffed animal, he throws it in the top of his closet. He says, don't you ever fuck that thing again, you little bastard, you know? So, to polish the story off. I almost forgot about it. But right before we moved out of Joseph to Richfield, we had a yard sale. And my mom decides she's going to sell this Wile E. Coyote doll. So the first thing that happens is my mom sewing up all the holes on Wile E. Coyote so that she can sell it to some kid. So she's sewing up the crotch. My dad's over there sitting there staring at me at the table the entire time, giving me this look like, you cocksucker, I've never told your mom, you little son of a bitch, you know. And he's just staring at me.
She's sitting there commenting, why is it so hard and crusty?
So she's just sewing up the crotch of this thing. And she even stuffed more in there. She's like, God, it's a little empty down here. I'm going to have to get more cotton and shove it in there. Dad's just looking at me again, just evil-like, like, you little fuck, you know. And so then we have this yard sale the next morning. And this little innocent 8-year-old boy walks up and grabs Wile E. Coyote and takes it up to my mom. And my mom's like, that'll be $1. And my dad is standing right next to me, just giving me that glare again, that evil eye, like, you fucking little bastard, you know. Now look at the little son of a bitch that's got to take after you pwned the shit out of it, you know. And the little kid hands him the dollar. Thanks, lady. And she's like, I hope my son loved that thing so much. I hope you grow up and have as much fun with that coyote as my son did. And my dad fell over fucking laughing.
Oh, shit. I'd have lost it, too.
I fucking just like slithered like a snake into the house. Like I was like, oh shit. Fucking dad. He hit the ground. He couldn't move. I hope you have as much fun with that coyote as my son did.
That's awesome.
Fucking great.
So that's what I love about this show, man. Hold nothing back. Because so many guys have done this and they'll never admit it. Except for me, of course. I was a
angel.
Upstanding young boy.
I never fucked a stuffed animal. I never did.
Yeah, but you know what? It's in your mind now.
It is in my mind, and I kind of want to fuck one.
It doesn't feel good,
like.
Guys. It was just something to put it in. Like, if you're not getting laid at the house, grab a stuffed animal, let her rip.
Well, and, you know, at least you didn't sodomize the dog or the cat or anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
I tried once between the mattresses.
Ooh.
Well, it didn't work because the height of the bed, it didn't work too well, and it kind of...
Yeah, but you got the box spring and then the mattress?
Well, yeah, but I put... What the hell did I put in there? Maybe a glove or something with lube in it.
Yeah.
Kind of between.
Still.
Yeah. This didn't work. Plus, you know, when you get a knock on the door and your mom's like, honey, are you okay? Just instant, yeah.
Well, when she's hearing
this coming
against the wall. Yeah.
Oh, man. Just like.
But, to answer your deal, like, fucking, you know, I'm an open book. So, like, when I first started telling these stories to Cody, he was like, holy shit. You know, and what I was going to tell you is I have a brother-in-law that's in prison, and he gave me the instructions, and you guys are going to love this, on how to make a pocket pussy in prison and what they do. Because I know you guys are always thinking, besides fucking each other in the ass, what do guys do to masturbate? You know, your hand. Well, he was like, no, because I asked him, you know, because I'm one of those guys that's got to ask that question.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, okay. So you take a sock, you take rolled up socks, and you roll it up to where it's really tight, and then you shove a condom down there. You get like a condom on the contraband deal, and you shove a condom down there, and you stretch the condom over where you rolled the sock up, and then there's like a tight hole there you can fuck with lube in it. And then it's reusable because you blow in the condom and you flush it down the toilet. I mean, that's fucking ingenuity right there. I mean, men have been masturbating for thousands of fucking years, right?
Well, we hope so.
Well, of course we have. Monkeys masturbate, and we evolved from monkeys. Therefore, we've been masturbating for millions of fucking years.
That's
so
one of the greatest things to see at the zoo, by the way.
Fucking hilarious.
Or the other one, look at the monkey.
Where it's either the monkeys or gorillas, but one's taking a piss and the other one's just right there lapping it up.
Yeah. Huh.
Tell me you've never.
What you need to show him is the monkey fucking a frog video.
Oh God.
Oh shit. Yeah. I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Oh Jesus. Okay. I won't.
Oh. But I do need to throw this really quick. So I had a buddy that lived up here, and he was kind of a handyman. He worked for a construction company. And this lady hired him to do, I don't know, he was like adding on to a bedroom and putting in a closet and stuff like that. Well, she hired this Mexican guy to come and just take care of her animals and stuff. She had a couple llamas, like an alpaca or something.
Yeah.
And, she went out there one of the days while he was working there, and she just started screaming.
The alpaca.
So he thought maybe she was in trouble, so he stops what he's doing, and he's running out, and she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I guess is one of those nice ladies who never swears, never nothing. She's like, he's fucking my alpaca. He's fucking my alpaca. Yeah. And he just had to stop and just started laughing his ass off. I guess the guy came out and was all like embarrassed, and she had called the cops at this point. So they hauled him away, I guess. But yeah, I guess this sweet, innocent lady just runs out saying, he's fucking my alpaca.
It's animal abuse. Damn it. Because he should have been fucking a sheep, then it would have been fine.
Well, they think he was doing it for a while. So if the alpaca wasn't running away, maybe it...
True.
You know,
it's consensual.
Well, it may not have felt it, because you know what they say about the size of Mexicans' dicks. Apparently they're tiny. I don't know. No.
I have a retarded side of my family. And when I mean retarded, they're inbred. Like, you know, I'm in Southern Utah, and you can only go so far before you're fucking related to everybody, right? And so my grandfather, my mom's dad, married this lady who's retarded and has retarded fucking kids. Well, those retarded kids married retarded people and made more retarded fucking kids, right? And there was this time that we're walking through Albertson, you know, and it was Sunday because my mom's stepsister, which she doesn't claim, was walking through Albertsons, and it's July, so I got to set the scene here so you guys understand, like, the way that these people dress to go to church. She was wearing a fucking striped blouse, a polka dot fucking vest, and like a plaid skirt with fucking moon boots.
Wow,
walking through in July in fucking Albertsons.
That's
and she walks up to my mom.
Pretty
and
fucking
she's like,
special.
"Oh, Virginia, oh, how are you doing today? You're my sister." My mom's like fucking trying to slither away from her. She's, "God damn it, we gotta go, we gotta go." And you know, mom's trying to make excuses. She's like, no, I gotta tell you what happened this morning. I had to ground little John from the dogs because I caught him fucking the dog.
Oh, Jesus.
And that stopped my mom dead in the tracks. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And now people are riding by with their little carts, you know, their baskets and shit. They're like, fucking the dog, you know? So you can see everybody just slowing down, waiting to hear the rest of the story. I mean, fuck, we want to hear the rest of the story, right? So they're slowing down and shit. And fucking she's like, "Hey, yeah, so what happened was is I came home from the grocery store yesterday, and he had the dog by his legs, and he was just fucking the dog, and so I had to ground him from him." Well, she's like, "Well, where is he at right now?" "Well, he's at home. I grounded him from church, too." My mom's like, and without missing a beat, my mother is a lot like me. She's just real, real articulate. So she's like, "So he's the only one home?" "Yes." "With the dog?" And Karen got this look of realization on her face. Like, holy shit, he is home with the dog. So she runs down the aisle as fast as she can with her moon boots in July to go check out. She leaves her cart by the checkout stand and runs out to her car to go make sure that her son's not home fucking the dog. And my mom looks at me and says, "Wow, that was interesting."
Now, were they moon boots or moon shoes?
Moon boots, like, you remember, okay. I God, you guys are from Washington, so you don't know. Moon boots are,
I'm from Washington, you know what I'm saying? Shoe.
So that whole story, and you're focused on the boots.
They're like a type of snow boot, and they're real blocky. They look like the boots walking on the moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she's wearing these fuckers in July.
Just trying to, you know, make a reference to moon shoes, like, that's how retarded she was. She was wearing moon shoes.
Right.
But
no, okay. She was retarded enough to wear moon boots, snow boots, in the dead of fucking summer.
You know, I have to say, I saw this statistic the other day, and a lot of people think, you know, that there's, you know, just in the country, in the deep south, that's the only place where there's, like, incest.
Yeah, boy.
This thing was taken from all over the country. Mm-hmm. The amount of incest is insane, and apparently...
I think I saw exactly what you saw.
Yeah, if
it's
the same one.
29%.
Oh, yeah, and I think it was sister to sister was one of the higher ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of hot.
In a weird, sick
way.
Well,
if you think about it...
As long as it's not your family, but yeah.
Think about it. How many... If you went on to YouPorn or Pornhub
or
whatever...
Oh, no shit, there's so much incest porn on there.
Well, not only that, but just twins.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, you got twins.
But, you know, it's like with girls, though, they practice more on their friends growing up. Because to them, you know, they want to practice kissing and all this stuff, and, like, whatever, it's your friend. So that didn't happen with
the
guys.
Is kind of like a dick. It's just really small.
Well, I don't mean eating each other out, but maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, I can see that. The one that's disturbing is parents. That's where it crosses a line. But
that's disgusting.
Still, like, one was a big one between cousins was a big one. So, yeah, I was really surprised to see that.
I got an STD from my second cousin.
I knew you had got an STD. I didn't realize it was from your second cousin.
Yeah, wow. I got an STD from my second cousin.
Wow.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was it the herpes? Or did you get the
No,
I know.
I actually caught a disease called Gonorrhea, which Gonorrhea is a disease that only women get or guys with foreskins.
Okay, so we just found out something about you.
No, I don't have a foreskin, but what it is my dick is so small that it shrivels up inside itself.
Got a little turtle head.
And so,
it happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like a nest. It's like an egg in a nest.
Yep. Yeah.
And so it was a perfect culture device for don't fuck your second cousin, boys. Any guys out there listening, don't fuck your second cousin. You'll catch something, and then you'll have to tell your dad who you got it from, and then your dad will just, "That's worse than Wiley Coyote, you fucker."
Yeah, but when you go second cousin, you're kind of, I mean, if you want to think about it, we're all related in some way.
So you're saying it's okay to fuck your second cousin?
Well,
no. I'm going to say no. I'm just going to say no.
I've never been in that situation.
No. That's...
See, you're just quick to say no.
Yeah.
I think we're still working on you to really open up your mind.
Yeah, you're like the Either Cody, you have two answers. You either say yes or you say no.
That's true.
You've never explored the opportunity of maybe a bottle in my ass would be good, or maybe I might fuck my second cousin, or why are they coding a book? You need to start expanding your mind away from video games and fucking Starship Enterprise and start thinking about the real shit that affects your dick.
See, I think he's still caught in the moment, because one of the first episodes I said right off the bat that, and it's just the way humans are, and it's the society in which we got brought up in, but we're all animals. We all have thoughts that most of us would never want to ever admit to anybody.
No.
We all have desires, the same thing, mm-hmm. that we still won't, because we've been raised to keep all that shit in that is bad. But we're just animals. We all have this shit. I don't think you're ready to come out yet.
Nope.
Have you ever, what's the strangest desire, Cody? Let's put this one out here. Give me not the strangest, because you're probably not going to want to share that, but give me a strange desire that you've had that you thought afterwards, this is fucking bull. This is fucked up, man. I'm a weirdo. We've all had those moments where we even jerked off, maybe thinking about this one weird thing, and then afterwards we were like, okay, does this make me crazy thinking this?
Come on, knowing your wife's probably going to listen to this at some point, go ahead.
Yeah, right?
Because you want to stay married. You don't want to freak her out.
It's true. No, I'm trying to think. I don't know. My whole life, I've just been so, other than the desperation jacks.
You ever jacked it in public? Meaning, in a public place? You ever been in a grocery store and just saw something and you had to go take care of business?
No.
Lies.
No.
I was there with you, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so it wasn't very clean cheese.
I was mowing this old lady's lawn for a whole summer.
Yeah.
And she was pretty hot for a 65-year-old. And I was digging out this cistern trench, and I went down the cistern trench and rubbed one out.
Sometimes you have to. I was bored at work one day, and I'm just I've got to need something to do. So I looked a couple desks up, and I'm got it. So I have to go take her business. Not at my desk. Yeah. But in the,
Yeah, in the John.
Yeah.
Well.
Which reminds me, in that same John, I went in there once, and because I actually had to take a shit.
Another guy was jerking off in there?
Nope. But there was fresh cum on the edge of the toilet and on the floor. And I saw who walked out just as I was coming in.
Gross.
It's one of the other managers. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
I mean, it may not have been him. He could have just been, releasing the fluid from the hose, but .
I've
I could sure use a power fuck right now.
Oh shit.
I've jerked off at work.
Well, who hasn't?
It's
just
some there, like you said, you're bored, there's nothing going on. Especially doing the job that I've done. And you're just all right.
We had a guy when I worked.
So you're just admitting you've jerked off in our bathrooms at work.
No. I've jerked off at work, not at my current job.
Lies.
No, I haven't. No, I just complete truth. Complete truth. Never yet.
When I worked for the auto body supply company, there was three of us, and there were some days where it was just dead. And the other guy, he's just full open. He's like, all right, I'm going to rub one out. You go in the bathroom, be in there for 20 minutes.
See, I love motherfucking guys like that. I'm one of those guys. It's you know what, guys? I'm not going to hide for this. I'm going to go in the bathroom. I'm going to jerk off, relieve whatever tension I got going on, and we're going to talk in 5 minutes.
Well, I think there's just so much shame to it, and if you're not full of shame about you and your Johnson, then it doesn't fucking matter. But for me, it's just one of those things. No, I can wait till I get home, and then as soon as I get home, going to town on myself. But
see, it's just the society that we're in. We're supposed to keep all these natural instinct things in. It's bullshit. I just think it's funny, though, when you first start, beating off, oh, my God, never in a million years would you ever admit that to a friend.
No.
And now we're like, fuck it.
Oh, God, no.
Off all the time.
No. You masturbate? No, I don't never touch. I don't even look at my dick.
you didn't want to be that. Yeah, right. I don't look at that cocksucker. Isn't ever there. And your buddy is, jerk off,
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. That is awesome.
It's just.
That is awesome.
I think you're right. Society has molded us through nature, mm-hmm. through nurture, and You have guys like Wade who just don't give a shit and aren't full of shit.
But I respect that.
Oh, I respect the hell out of it, too. I mean, that's why I continue to be friends with the guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I do think...
Well, you know, and... here's the thing about it, though. You guys are talking about the society and the structure, though. But I think if we can conquer our natural instincts in a lot of ways, it makes us... It doesn't make us more than human, but it almost... I'm being devil's advocate here. I'm not necessarily agreeing with this, but... I think that what society is saying is if we can conquer these natural instincts, that we can almost supersede our humanism, almost supersede our animal instincts and become more than what we really are. And to be honest with you, we are just fucking meat and bones, right? Like, we just got a phenomenal working brain, the most advanced mm-hmm. brain that this planet has ever seen besides the aliens that have come down and visited us. So we've got this advanced brain, and we're still too stupid to do anything with it. So we get bored and fucking jerk off.
Hell yeah.
It's like a monkey. We believe in invisible people in the sky because it makes us feel better, and we jerk off in the bathroom because it makes us feel better. We don't tell our friends about it because it makes us feel better. Everything is about making mm-hmm. us feel better in this society.
Absolutely.
When really the reality of the situation is you know, we're never going to advance until we stop trying to make ourselves feel better and stop trying to make ourselves comfortable and just start mm-hmm. fucking facing the real shit and say, God damn it, I'm a monkey that can fucking use tools. How awesome is that?
Exactly. And see, this is... Okay, I don't know if you're a churchgoer or not like that or anything like that, but I really do think in a lot of ways the church has held us back.
Oh,
it
very
often
much so.
Tells us basically not to be human because we're not.
Yeah.
And
we are the children
so
of God.
Much, right. We could be so much further mm-hmm. if we just accepted what we are and what we can do.
We could have hoverboards right now.
Oh, exactly.
But no.
I mean, you know, it tells us that, like, masturbation is bad and sex before marriage. We're fucking animals. It's what we do.
Every day.
Why keep...
We're fucking whores, man.
The thing
the
that...
The reason there is marriage...
You need to take responsibility for in your own daily lives, though, is there's too many diseases out there. Yes, a lot of them are curable, but you want to be an animal? Okay, be an animal, but just do it safely.
Right. We've developed a way to, you know, try and prevent things, so...
But they still happen.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Because as much... This has happened to everybody. As much as you know you should wrap your tool, the instinct to go without is sometimes just too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Really
fucking
is.
Instinct is wrapping your tool sucks, man. Condoms are for sailors.
Yeah, condoms suck, dick.
it really fucking blows.
I wish
like,
they did
I'm
suck,
telling
dick.
You, there's been times in the middle of the situation I just rip that bastard off and go to town, you know.
Yeah.
You have to because, you know, condoms are fucking stupid.
They're unnatural.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
They're not, they don't, and the reason why you want to have sex is because there's this beautiful woman right there in front of you, and you're just like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to stick it in, and it's going to be
and she's willing
warm
too.
And wet and nice and cozy, and then you put a condom on, and it just kind of shields that entire thing. I wonder, you know what, my wife is sitting right here. Does condoms make it different? So it's not different for women with a condom on?
Put her on the phone,
it
we can't hear. Put yourself on speakerphone, we can't hear.
She says she's not going to be on your damn radio show.
It's a podcast.
So,
you can repeat that for me, goddammit.
she said that she's not, there's really not much difference.
See, I think there's more of a difference for us than it is for them. I really do think that.
Well, because...
Because if I know that sometimes I like it if you put on like a studded or something like that.
Yeah, you put the vibrating cock ring on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a difference? Because he was just talking about studded condoms. Is there a difference in like studded condoms? Like
ribbed.
We've never used studded condoms. I'm going to have to perform this experiment and use a studded condom.
And you're going to have to call in during.
Is it ribbed for her pleasure?
Christine just said that one, we had this cock ring, okay, that vibrated. Like, it literally turned my tool into a vibrator.
Yes.
And she was just saying how awesome it was. Like, that was fucking cool.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christine.
I've experimented with cock rings before.
Hell yeah. You got to experiment with a lot of things.
They're pretty nice. I like them.
Yeah, I didn't like it too much, but
I don't like
again,
it.
You were a little too aggressive. Wait, we've never done that.
I shouldn't have set it up to the highest vibration.
Yeah, it was first time, man. Come on.
I don't like how when you pull it off, though, if you're not trimmed up down there, the hairs will get caught.
Oh, yeah, it rips the pubes right out of your heel.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh, that would suck.
It hurts. Trim before you put the cock ring on.
Landscape, for sure.
I like
well,
a little.
See, I got hair right on my shaft.
Oh yeah, most of us do.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. Normal.
Well, no. There's I've always been told it was weird.
No.
Like
not
you know, all the women I've been with have said it was weird because I have like hair like halfway up my shaft.
I think because most people shave it off, which is probably why they think it's weird.
They do something
because they're not used to it.
I haven't quite figured out what to do with it.
Just get rid of it. Wax it.
I was going to say plug it.
Wax that motherfucker, dude. I swear to God. Shit. I swear to God, Cody, we will put that on the podcast if fucking let me come over and wax your dong.
You are not. Okay, first off.
I will wax the shit out of your dong.
You are not going to wax my dong. Another dude is not going to touch my dick.
If you call no homo.
No, I have gloves on. And we already just talked about how condoms create that barrier that gives us that comfort. My gloves on my hands will give you the amount of comfort that you need as I'm rubbing and stroking wax all over your dong so that we can rip your hair
out. That is badass. I think we should reach into our bank accounts and... Wait, do you live here?
No, it is on like fucking Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
I am willing to pay for the entire thing.
Nice.
Would $100 do it, Cody? $100?
What, to me? No.
Shit, I'll throw
in another $100 and you let me wax your dong.
No, I can't. No.
Well, it's up to $200 now because I'm throwing in $100 as well.
He's throwing now. It's a $200. $200 to it.
And make sure your wife's there because then it's not cheating.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. But she wouldn't.
It's not cheating as I rub up and down on it with the wax.
Okay, now you're just making it sound gay. And what would you tell the guys at work?
I'll tell you what. I'll bring my wife over, and she will wax your dong.
Ooh.
You just shut up, woman, and you do as you're told. Okay, that was the wrong
the next
thing
sound we're gonna hear. Is
how does that
way
work in your house?
Out.
I can't get that to work here yet. Every time I try and be threatening and tell her what to do, she just ignores me. Terrible.
I think that's I figured awesome. Out the name of this podcast.
What's that?
Misogyny at its best.
Nice.
Debauchery. Debauchery. I'll run to the store and grab some smoke. Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Sorry about that. So. Well, that's
we
cool,
get it.
Guys. I am going to go to the store and stuff and do the thing. I hope that you guys... have me on in the future. I've got stories,
lore.
I've got all kinds of things. So,
well, that's actually kind of perfect because we're right at an hour.
Right.
So, thank
remember,
you.
Remember, the store's got bathrooms if you feel the urge.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. That would be weird.
Why? It's just all natural. Right.
Well, I got to let you go, guys.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Wade.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh yeah, we're having him on again for sure.
Oh, definitely. But now that he's off air, we can totally talk shit about him.
Oh, absolutely. Everything that we agreed to with him on the phone is totally false.
Oh, there's no way he's rubbing wax up and down my cock.
Dude, seriously, that would be the one where we videotape and put it on YouTube. Even if we have to blur certain parts to make it work.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I couldn't even imagine waxing the pubes, man.
Mm-mm.
Because I know that some girls do that. They'll get that whole area waxed.
They'll get the Brazilian.
That takes fucking balls.
Yeah.
Even though they don't have them.
It's
what I like is
they tolerate
in,
pain better than
in
we
Bruno
do,
when he's getting his asshole waxed and bleached.
Oh, Jesus. I've still yet to see Bruno.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Are you serious?
Yeah.
We are watching Bruno. Maybe not tonight, but we have got to watch it, dude. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you haven't watched it.
You know what I do watch, though?
What's that?
That I wanted to talk about was Snowpiercer.
That's a show or a movie?
It's a movie.
Haven't heard of it.
It's on Netflix, so it's easily accessible as long as you subscribe to Netflix.
I do.
And Snowpiercer is basically a dystopian future where they were trying to figure out the global warming crisis.
Okay.
And so someone made this compound, and they called it CW7. And the only reason I remember the name of the compound is because it's my initials.
Right, that's true.
And then 7.
Right.
So they made CW7. They put it into the air. And what it was supposed to do was bring the Earth down to its normal temperature.
Huh.
Instead...
Normal for what time period?
Sorry, had a hair. instead, it froze the entire planet, kind of like what you were watching when it showed up.
Right, day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow. So, there was this engineer who, before the Earth got frozen, made a luxury train that traveled all over the world. And it traveled in such a way that when it hit certain points, it would be a certain time of the year. So, like, at New Year, every year, it would hit this bridge. And when it hit this... So, it hit this bridge, and boom, it was the New Year. Now, the movie stars Chris Evans...
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
There you go.
Okay, sorry. The movie stars Chris Evans and John Hurt... Tilda Swinton, and I forget her name, but she was the drummer from Scott Pilgrim, the redhead with the freckles.
Kind of remember, yeah.
Okay. She's in there. She's only in one scene, but that was a badass scene. So, basically, you have the front section, the engine of the train, and the tail section. And Chris Evans is one of the ones in the tail section, 17 years after the Earth got frozen. And it's basically a story of him leading a revolt against the front of the engine, or front of the train, because the front of the train was all first class.
Right.
And so they're all being treated nicely with fine dinings, and there's pools, and there's a club, and... just all this high society stuff, and then you basically have the slums in the tail section.
Kind of like Titanic.
Yes. And so the Chris Evans leads this revolt up to the front of the engine because they're tired of being treated the way they're treated. And how they're treated is like prisoners of war, basically.
Not
they
good.
Have to all line up, and they get a count how many people are there, and the only food that they have, because they're on a train just circling the globe, and they have these black protein bars, and that's all they get to eat.
Sometimes I wish our food was just simple like that. We didn't have all the damn choices. That's what fat people like me always think about.
So yeah. You would not want a replicator?
Fuck is a replicator?
Oh, fuck.
You gotta realize,
you're
I don't
not
watch
nerdy
all these weird movies. No, I'm not.
I don't like it.
I'm the guitarist, man.
Yeah, you're the hippie.
Sort of. I want long hair, but the wife doesn't want it.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience to grow it out anyway, so I think she knows I don't want it to. I had it once. I liked it. I dug
Just
it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Nah.
Get all froey like I am. But as far as Snowpiercer goes... it was a good movie. I liked it. There was a little...
I'll have to throw it on tonight.
There was a little reveal at the end there that Christy saw and was like, what the fuck? I hate this movie now. But everything leading up to that point, and even that point for me, was fantastic.
Hmm.
Really cool action, really cool fighting scenes. And the reveal is you figure out why Chris Evans is doing what he's doing. And I just love watching John Hurt.
John Hurt, he's the man.
He's just fucking awesome. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, did you see the scene in Coupling where they were talking about him?
No.
Okay, well, screw off.
Okay. So, I'm a little biased here because John Hurt played the war doctor and... you know, pretty much anybody that's been in Doctor Who, I gotta love.
Right.
So, I would.
And he was in Star Wars, right? Wasn't he the guy that the thing popped out of his chest?
John Hurt, Alien. But yes.
Yeah.
Not Star Wars, Alien.
Oh, right. Okay, never mind.
But yes, the alien popped out of his chest. It was the first one that you saw.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I say go watch it. If you got
I'll watch it sometime. Tonight.
Well, I'm telling the listeners, too.
Oh, yes. I probably won't snap one off to it, but...
No. There's only... No. No. No boobies. No boobs.
You know, I was just thinking, any female listeners are either going to love this episode or be freaked out.
I think it'll definitely get some attention.
Because you know they're going to be like, these three guys are fucking freaks. My husband would never do that. Yet, we know.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. He Sorry has. He's done it. He just won't admit to it.
Yep. I have to say, though, I respect nothing but honesty. I just think that's awesome. We hide too much shit in our modern-day society.
Completely
and I
agree.
I rip on the church, but it's not just them. I mean, we've been raised to be that way forever.
Yeah, if you're shameful of it, you hide it.
Yeah, exactly. We've just been told from the day we were born, but in fairness, by parents who were told since they were born that there's certain things you just don't do. But there's one thing, though, that I have to say I'm kind of glad about, and I hope I don't fuck this up. Because, like, back in the day, especially when they were a lot more strict on what you could do and stuff like that, you know, the younger girls, 14, 15, was prime breeding age.
Yeah.
You know, and over time... You know, nowadays, that's a kid.
It is.
If you think of that,
yeah,
then you're a sick perv.
Yeah.
So I'm not upset about that because I see, you know, basically anybody under 18, that's how I see them as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell if a girl's going to be a good-looking girl when she's older, but...
Yes.
So I'm glad about that part, and that's... Yeah,
you know what I think the feelings that we feel today about that have always mm-hmm. been there. But there was always the sick, perverted people that were in charge back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, no. If it mm-hmm. bleeds, it's... What was it?
I don't remember that one. I know old enough to bleed, old enough to breed.
There we go.
Old enough to crawl, old enough to assume the position.
That's what it was.
And then there was
old enough to bleed.
Another one that was really sick, but yeah.
And if there's hair, there's fair.
That's right. That's what it was.
But
see, people didn't live as long back then, too.
No.
So breeding at an earlier age was more necessary.
Yes.
So. But yeah, I'm very glad that we've moved past that. Because like I said, I see someone that age, and that's what I see. I see a child.
Exactly.
I can't imagine.
I think people finally started stepping up and saying, no, this
right.
is fucked up.
That's a good point.
And it just went away, and then you still hear stories about it, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's disturbing. And, you know, like we were saying before, I'm seeing so much incest porn, and that's disturbing. I mean, with the sisters, it's like, eh. But when you see
the twins.
I know it's all bullshit. It's just on that to catch the people who like incest, but... I don't know. That's just disturbing when you see, like, mother, son, and all this other crap. That's just, no. That kind of disturbs me that people get turned on by that.
A lot of the ones that I see have just been, like, a stepmom and daughter bang.
Right, right.
Stepdaughter's boyfriend.
Right.
That type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really incest because they're not related.
Right, exactly.
And some of those are good videos, and I look past it.
But that's a whole different story.
Because
the ones where they kind of make it up, but then you can, like, they look real. Wow.
See, I've never really got into that.
No, I never have.
It's just, you know, again, plain Jane. Two mm-hmm. girls, one guy. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. That's always the best. And it's...
Well, I wouldn't say it's the best. It's just what I prefer.
And I hope everyone at some point is able to try it. You just have to be very careful with who.
Yes.
So.
I would agree. Yeah, I've never experienced it myself, but I would definitely agree that you have to make sure, because no matter what, there's always going to be feelings involved.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, it definitely is more about sex when you're talking about three ways, but it's just our nature. There's always going to be some kind of feeling.
Yep.
And, you know, for a lot of people, some I've talked to are like, it needs to be someone that they know, but that you rarely have contact with. And then there are some that are like, no, it needs to be someone that we know, that we see on a regular basis, that I know I can trust. And because there's always one of them that has to make sure, especially if it's someone that you see regularly.
Yeah.
You got to know the person's on the level and that they know that this is a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And that they know, you know, if the two, you know, if one of you are alone with this person again, you know that nothing's going to happen.
But that's always the way it seems to end up. Or at least I've heard many stories, mm-hmm. whether it be two guys and a girl or two girls and a guy, mm-hmm. you know, the guy with the two girls will be like, oh, well, I fucked her once. I can fuck her again. I mean, yeah. my girlfriend or wife or significant other is not home and I feel like fucking something. And
yeah.
I know I can call this chick up and fuck.
That's
or
true.
The chick is like, my husband or boyfriend or whatever is not putting out and I want to fuck. And I know I fucked this dude before in front of him, so he shouldn't care.
Oddly enough, there's some people that I know, one that we mutually know, but we'll keep names out of it. They're kind of an open thing. And, you know, with him, you know, she's been with the person before. Okay, tell me about it later.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that that's bizarre. It wouldn't work for me. I don't think I could do that. But I kind of respect that they can do that because their hearts, they're faithful. Well, not obviously not faithful to that point, but, you know, the emotions are there. They're always going to have their connection that nobody else can have.
They're faithful emotionally to each other.
Right.
But physically, but they have that understanding.
See,
of it's just
they
sex.
Call it drawing a line when you're doing it and hiding it.
Yeah.
So, and I have to think that they get turned on by hearing about that.
Probably. I mean, so, I would assume and
yeah.
think so.
And then there's those people that are swingers that love to do it.
Put the keys in the bowl, man. Never know who you're going to go home with.
Yeah, but what if you grab your buddy's keys?
Oh, shit.
Well, then you just go home and watch
football. That's why all the men just put the keys in and then the chicks grab
right,
the keys.
Right, that's true. I've never been to one of those. I don't remember how the bowl works.
I've only seen videos.
You'll have to, when you watch Bruno, you'll see a funny scene when it comes to that.
I will check that out. I do like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is the last one where he's able to kind of fool everybody.
Yeah.
Because I watched that Dictator, and it's an actual movie.
Yes.
And that sucked.
I liked it.
Well, it only sucked because I was used to Borat and Bruno.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Borat, Bruno is better than Borat. I like Borat, but Bruno is definitely better.
I've seen Borat, but
yeah.
We
need to watch Bruno together, though. That's, yeah. For show.
All right. Well, I think we should end it there.
I think we need to come to an end.
That's what we do. That we do. Yes. Thank you guys for listening.
And thank you to Wade for coming on.
Very much so. That was very fun and entertaining.
Definitely.
I can't believe it's already been an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, this is probably one of the most revealing episodes.
Yeah.
So we're either going to get people that are going to be like, these fuckers are too much, or we're going to get more followers.
Let's hope for the latter.
Not like a cult following, but yeah. A cool following.
Yeah. Well, we already have Rusconians out there.
We do. Love our Rusconians. You know, at some point, if we start getting a little bigger, we should make up shirts that say like Rusconians or whatever.
Yeah.
Then we can start handing them out to our...
You know why I think I like that name so much is because Doctor Who fans are called Whovians.
Oh, nice.
So, Rusconians?
Hell yeah.
Like it.
Definitely.
Because Rockies wouldn't work.
No.
Not like Trekkies?
You know?
No. We're Rusk. No, it would be Ruskies? Ruskies?
Ruskies, or like you could kind of throw something on the word chips, but I can't imagine what you'd throw on that to make it work.
No, I like
Chippies, Chippers. Just
Chippers.
Chips.
We're British now. Oh, that was horrible. Don't listen to that part, guys. Don't listen to that. That was horrible. Horrible try to.
Right, that was bollocks.
There we go.
You know what's kind of funny, on another side note? The British accent has never seemed really foreign to me. And I find that kind of interesting because, you know, they have different words for things like going to the loo and all that.
Trousers.
I just always kind of knew what they were talking about. And I just find that really funny because my descent is not British.
Oh, you're not?
German and something else, but Austrian? I don't know what it is. It's just something about that language. It just never... I mean,
bothered you?
Language. That dialect, yeah, it just never... I don't know. It just never seemed foreign, and I understand it. Or I understood it.
You tried to take them over at one time, so you had to...
Something like that,
you had to learn all the good about them.
Oh, yeah.
You know. All right, guys. All right. Thank you for listening.
Definitely.
Find us on Facebook.
Just Instagram.
Search for Roscoe's House of Chips.
Twit.
Yeah.
And, of course, Podomatic.
Yep. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, yeah. Podomatic.
One day we'll have this shit on YouTube, but...
Yeah, sorry, guys. That's my fault.
Everything's your fault, rat
when
bastard.
Is it not? So, excuse me. Email us if you like what you heard. If you didn't like what you heard.
Emails would be great.
Roscoe's HOC at gmail.com. That's ROSCOESHOC gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
And until next time, this is Chody.
This is D-Man.
Did you steal that?